Say goodbye to the blowout, Raven.
The blowout, as far as, when it pushes way back? It's been a while since I've seen you, and I feel like I already said goodbye a long time ago.
Yeah, Raven, it's Anna and Raven. The blowout, like when you go to a hair place and they blow out your hair.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like I haven't seen one of those in forever anyway, so I said goodbye to it.
Yeah, so what they're saying now is that it may be the end of the blowout because you go and you pay and then it spends like an hour and then they make your hair perfect. But a lot of salons are saying that they don't want to do blowouts anymore because they're not safe, they're not sanitary, and it's going to be off the menu. And they want to, get ready for it, revive the bob. They said that the bob is the perfect pandemic hairstyle that's safe.
Okay, let me understand a few things. So the blowout, they simply blow out your hair and style it, right?
Yes.
So if we're to believe the paranoia, COVID will be flying everywhere if this is the case, right?
Right.
Now, I was under the impression that heat would help to kill germs usually in general anyways. Bear Grylls, whenever he takes some dirty water, he always boils it before he drinks it, but apparently not in the salon, that won't apply.
Well, actually, we've heard about this a lot because when they were talking about opening the salons, there's a big debate about whether or not they should allow blow dries.
Okay.
So what came out was yes, finally they said yes, but the truth is that it blows a lot of like contaminants in the air, so that's why they didn't want to do it in the first place.
So what, the bob is against hair drying? I guess the bob doesn't require any hair drying.
Well, it would be less time because you don't have that long wavy hair that's very in, so it'll be less time, easier to manage, and they say it's, get ready for it, it's glam and go, which I am not here for.
I'm not buying that, man.
I was never a fan of the bob. Never, ever. I mean, it just doesn't look good on me.
Well, it's the mom cut. I mean, it's the mom cut, and very few people do it well. Let's be honest. The rest of them, I think it's just for practical purposes.
They did rank the top five worst hairstyles of all time.
Give it to me.
Number five, flock of seagulls.
Oh,
remember the wings
yes.
on the side? Yeah.
But it's still so memorable and fun when you see it on film nowadays.
Number four, the comb over. Yeah, no, the comb over's got to go. I don't know who you're fooling
with
that.
But, you know, you have to just feel for people because they're in a desperate place when they're doing that.
It's
all
true.
Right?
Number three, which you don't see.
The thinner my hair gets, the more I feel for those guys.
Sad. The number three is one is that I haven't seen in a long time. I think it was really in the 90s is the portrait. You know, like you would see like people's like their like face art, like, you know, there would be like faces, but now it's words and stuff. It says like dope or like, you know, like when you like carve faces into your hair.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see.
Number two, the mullet.
Just give me a good fade and I would have been fine. The mullet though. I mean, as long as hockey's being played, will it really, really, really ever go out of style?
And number one is the rat tail. My brother had a rat tail where it was like all short and in the back there was just that one long piece that he would braid.
Right,
what was
right.
up with that? Why were people so into that?
Well, that was what your parents wouldn't let you get the mullet, all right? Mm. So you got the tail. Dad was like, you could hide it underneath your shirt for long enough, you know? Back in the day, that generation, they didn't stand for things like the rat tail, but then you could pull it out like a rebel at the end of the night.
Right, but these are all guys' hairstyles. When it comes to women, like the bob, I don't know. I think, what do you think is the worst female haircut of all time?
I think that's why there was nothing in that article, because you asked 100 guys and they all just said, it looks great, honey. What are you talking about?
After a treasure worth over $1 million was found in the Rocky Mountains, it got us thinking, how are we going to find our own treasure?
Right.
Atlantic Treasure Club is the oldest treasure hunting club in the tri-state area, all about metal detectors and what you can find. Brian Warasilla. Hey, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. I'm up about 50 feet in the air right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I just climbed up a tree.
Do you want to call you back in a few minutes or when you're done?
I'm roped in now. Go ahead.
All right, great.
So you're climbing a tree. Does that mean that in your regular work, you're a tree cutter?
Yes.
Are you metal detecting in a tree? That would be very odd.
No, I am not. But I found plenty of metal in the tree with chainsaws before.
No kidding.
Really?
I bet, right.
Everything from horseshoes, fence posts, a lot of bullets, saw blades. One time we actually found a Revolutionary War musket in a hollow tree on the North Shore.
Oh, my gosh. That's fascinating.
That's incredible.
Yeah, barbed wire. You know, because the trees, they grow around everything. They encapsulate the metal. And then, of course, when you're cutting them down, you end up hitting it and destroying a $100 blade every single time.
Wow.
Man.
So Atlantic Treasure Club is the oldest treasure hunting club in the tri-state area. And I don't know if you read this, Brian, about, like, the treasure that was found in the Rocky Mountains.
The Fenn's treasure?
Yes. I did hear something about it. It was over $1 million. The guy buried it, like, 10 years ago. A couple people died looking for it.
Right. So we're so fascinated by treasure hunting, which is essentially what you do with the metal detectors, and obviously up in trees, too.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you do it?
Well, the Treasure Club started in 1974. I wasn't in the club at that time, although I've been detecting since 74. And back then, you would find silver coins everywhere you went. And when you went to Jones Beach, every time you went, you would find jewelry. But, you know, now there's a lot more people doing it, so it's not as good as it was.
Brian Warsilla from the Atlantic Treasure Club, all about metal detecting. If we wanted to do this, how do we get into it?
Basically, you got to get a machine. The club is pretty good. I think it's about $50 a year to join. Everybody brings all their finds in that they find every month, and then we have a contest. Who finds the most valuable coin, the most valuable piece of jewelry, and that's all based on weight. Who finds the most strange thing or unusual. And then at the end of the year, we have a big Christmas party. And then when you have the Christmas party, you do finds of the year. And whoever finds the best find of the year, based upon the judge's decision, who happens to be my brother, he does the finds of the month and the finds of the year. But he shows me no mercy, so he never lets me win anything. But you pick up the machine and you go. And if you go to the beaches, any state parks, you got to get a permit. It costs $40. You go to state park headquarters, you pay the $40, and then you're good to go in the parks. But most of the parks have been, you know, hit pretty hard over the years. The city parks are really good. They'll give you a free permit. You apply by mail, and then you can go into the city parks. The biggest issue is a lot of people that go don't fill in their holes. And the number one rule when you're metal detecting is to fill in all your holes. Number two is to pick up all your garbage. You don't fill in your holes, somebody's walking by, they twist an ankle, they break a leg, they're going to shut you down. And we've been kicked out of countless parks because of one or two people that are just not following the rules. The majority of them are good, though.
So
I mean, who knew?
That's right? Crazy.
Like, I mean, this is fascinating.
There's actually a National Metal Detecting Federation, which I don't know a ton about, but you could do a little legwork on that. But there's a lot of people that do this. You know, back in the day, it was like the old crazy guy on the beach metal detecting.
Right.
We have people with the whole family goes, the kids go. I know kids that found coins that were worth tens of thousands of dollars. Very, very rare, but it does happen. I've seen people buy a metal detector, go to the beach, find a $2,000 piece of jewelry the very first time out. I know other people that have been detecting for 15, 20 years and never found a single piece of gold jewelry yet.
But what treasures did you find? That's coming up next with Ann on Raven. After a treasure worth over $5 million was found in the Rocky Mountains, we figured we need to figure out how to get some treasures, too.
I need a piece.
It's Ann on Raven. Atlantic Treasure Club is the oldest treasure hunting club in the tri-state area. Brian Warsilla, what is the best treasure you ever found?
My best treasure is my wife. I found her a long, long time ago in 1991.
Smart.
But other than that, I had two rings appraised at $120,000.
What? That's crazy. Where did you find those?
I found those on a beach site. I didn't think they were real. They appraised at $120,000 for insurance purposes, and they actually offered me about $65,000 for them on the spot. But the guy told me, he says, I could tell you who lost these rings. So he would have bought them anyway. I said, no, we're going to give them back. They had numbers registered in the settings. I called up the girl, and she lived on the North Shore, and she went from Great Neck to Wantour in about 3 minutes. And, you know, came over to my house, gave the rings back, and she said, well, you know, what do you want for, you know, finding them? I said, I don't want anything. It's just good karma to give them back. So she says, how did you get into this? And I said, well, when I was a kid, I bought a Radio Shack metal detector. It was a piece of junk. My dad would go down to the beach with me, and he would hide enough money for me to buy an ice cream at the end of the night. So he put $2 out there. I would find at the end of the night, you know, $1.50, $2, what have you. And after about a month, he says, how'd you do today? I have like $9 and two gold rings.
There you go.
So she said, you did it for the ice cream. And I go, yeah. So she came back to my house about an hour later with a giant cooler full of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, probably 50 of them.
Wow.
Nice.
And, generally, it's the hobby. If you're going to do it to make money, you're not going to make money. It's a hobby, not a job.
What a fun hobby, though.
But we do a lot underwater, too. The underwater metal detecting is pretty good because we'll research old swim areas from, say, the 1800s. That are all developed now. You know, the beaches and the old swim houses are gone, but whatever those people lost is still in the water.
Brian from the Atlantic Treasure Club. Brian, what else have you found that you're really interested in?
I do a lecture on megalodon teeth because I dive for shark teeth.
Oh, that's awesome.
And megalodon teeth are actually pretty valuable. A lot of people are really into them. I give a lot of them away to the kids in the neighborhood and customers' kids. You know, you're giving them something that's
DJs.
20 million years old.
Radio morning DJs.
If I see you, I'm probably going to hit you up for one, man.
Yeah, they're really pretty neat to find. And we get those down on the west coast of Florida off of Venice. I got woolly mammoth teeth. I mean, we find some pretty neat stuff.
It is so cool. I never thought I want to see this, but I want to do it so badly.
I mean, now he's now our treasure correspondent. Can we agree upon that? I mean, if we have ever treasure-related situations, you are now our treasure correspondent, Brian.
Yeah, there you go.
One of my best friends lost her wedding ring in the yard, and she called a group in our area, and sure enough, they came right out, and they found her wedding ring in the backyard after she had lost it.
That's awesome.
I have a friend of mine that does professional recovery. He had a guy who lost a Rolex water skiing. And he had the GPS coordinates, and now when you're on the boat, the watch falls off.
Sure.
He yells at the other guy, by the time he hits the button, you're probably 200 yards away from the spot.
Right.
He dove the spot, close to the spot, and he just did a circular pattern and kept looking and looking and looking. And the bottom was so muddy that you couldn't use the metal detector. So he looked for a fresh hole in the mud, and son of a gun, he found a dang thing.
Wow.
I found a gold cross and Aruba this past winter. I have the guy's phone number from somebody that was at the hotel. I've called him twice, and I haven't got a response yet. I still have his crucifix.
I think that means that God wants you to keep it.
I found a bracelet one time in Lake George, old silver bracelet, probably 100 years old at the time. I found a name on there, so I tracked down the name, and I called up the lady, and it turns out it belonged to this girl's grandmother, and she lost it on her honeymoon back in the 20s or the 30s. So I sent it to the girl, and then she sent me a photo of the grandmother on a honeymoon with her husband, and you could see the bracelet on the lady's wrist.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Brian Warasilla from the Atlantic Treasure Club, the oldest treasure hunting club in the tri-state area, all about metal detectors.
Brian, this has been fun. We're going to call you next time. We need a treasure question answered.
Yeah, no problem.
Find them at AtlanticTreasureClub.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. You've been there before. You see somebody do something or say something, and maybe you don't know anything about them, but really what they've done is basically all you need to know about them.
For sure.
If you use a criminal's birthday, Raven, to promote the relaunch of your car, that's all I need to know about you.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. How? What?
Listen to this old commercial.
The new Ford Bronco for 1966. A rough, tough, go-anywhere, climb-anything sports car.
Oh, yeah.
People are stoked that the Bronco is coming back.
Yeah.
They really are.
Let me ask you this. When I say Ford Bronco, what do you think? What do you think when you hear Ford Bronco?
Tell me they used OJ's birthday.
They're going to launch the brand new Ford Bronco right on OJ Simpson's birthday.
I mean... It's really poor taste.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, two people died.
I know.
It's terrible.
I mean, what are they, nuts? Like, what are they, crazy? That's all I need to know about you. Like, I don't understand.
That's really in bad taste.
People like the Bronco.
They're excited. And the new one looks fantastic.
Beautiful.
It's going to be like 60 grand. I mean, it's going to be mint.
I've got good memories of a Bronco. My husband, when we first started dating, drove a Bronco.
Stop yourself right there before you get yourself in trouble.
Well,
either way, that's bad taste, man.
I know. That's why it's all I need to know about you.
Why would they decide to do that?
I don't know. Like, do you really think that they drew that name out of a hat?
Right. What day are we going to launch it? Oh, I know what day would be the best day.
It's just, there should have been somebody in that marketing room that's like, wait a minute. Somebody fact check and find out when OJ's birthday is.
That is unbelievable to me.
That's all I need to know about you.
There's a lot of work going on right now in my neighborhood on the streets. People are taking care of their lawns, right? They're doing some work. And if you are the guys that are... So it's like dueling contractors right now. And I don't know what it's like when you run into each other out in the street or if you see each other at a fast food place during lunchtime or whatever.
Dance off.
But I didn't think that there would be like arm wrestling between landscaping companies and stuff like that.
Yep.
And there certainly was yesterday because nobody wanted to park their trailers on the same side of the road. Mm. It was like we've all got these massive trucks and these massive trailers. And oh, wait, there's people that still live at the end of this road that have to get by us at some point. It was like they were not willing to give each other the room.
Well, that's all I need to know about you. Why do you think they put up those signs? Because they want to say, like, they put their signs up, like, this house is being painted by.
Okay.
They do that on purpose because they want to claim their land.
Right.
So what they're doing.
Is that what they're doing? They're claiming the land. I thought they were just trying to get other customers.
Who's got the biggest trailer?
I see.
Who's taking up the most room?
There was a lot of that going on in front of my house yesterday. A lot of it. I just wanted to pull in my driveway.
I wish they would just settle it with a dance-off. Like, right in the middle of the street, like La La Land. Remember? Right in the middle of the highway. They all just get out and they start doing, like, I don't know.
Yo, you got served.
Right. Exactly. It's the right way to go about things.
I have not seen that before.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Right now, I'm just going to whip my hair over my shoulder, my long, flowing hair.
Woo!
Ah, so pretty. Well, I'm going to have to chop it all off.
Oh, that is sad right there. Yep. Come on.
You want to know why?
You just did your big entrance.
Yep. No, you can't. You can't do that anymore. You can't have long, wavy hair. Why? Because COVID has ruined it again.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
just up another thing that it took down.
Yeah, Tana and Raven, they're saying right now you should kiss your wavy long hair goodbye because blowouts may become a thing of the past. Now, I love me a good blowout. It's been a long time since I had a blowout and had my hair actually done. And the reason why we may not see them again is a lot of salons are saying that they don't want to do them because they're dangerous. Now, you remember when they were talking about reopening the salons and the beauty parlors and all that?
Sure, right. Proximity of people and recycled air and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so they weren't going to allow blow dryers to be used. Eventually, they backed off on it because people were like, wait a minute. You actually need to blow dry people's hair?
I would think so.
Cut it.
At some point, right.
So what they're saying is that they want people to stop growing their hair out long because it's dangerous to blow dry hair for that long. And they want to go back to, get ready for it.
I'm ready.
The bob.
Oh, why? The saddest stepmom haircut of all time.
I don't know if it's the saddest.
Combined with high-waisted jeans. Oh, yeah, that's a good look right there, man. I mean, when you're blowing, I get the thought of, okay, you're blowing the air around, and so there's more air in circulation. But it is, you know, summertime, so you're going to have air conditioning going on anyways at that point. That's circulating all the air in the room anyways. Is the goal just it takes less time to blow dry a bob?
Yes. Yeah, because you have
less
hair.
Wouldn't the heat do something, though, from the hair dryer? Wouldn't that do something?
For me, it's just going to make it frizzy and, you know, expand three times its normal
size. Oh, my gosh.
But we're talking about, like, okay, if we have to bring back a hairstyle that we don't really want to bring back, what are the worst hairstyles? Like, if they said to you, listen, because of COVID, you've got to cut your hair, but now you can only have this haircut.
Right.
I've come up with the worst options that COVID could ruin for us.
Is the pompadour one of them? Go ahead. What do you got?
What's a pompadour?
It's like Elvis, you know? It's like a big thing. Bruno Mars had one for a while there, you know? They kind of put it up. It's like big. The Weeknd had one. Yeah. He had one.
No. Well, to me, that
like
would be
a dread one.
I call that the DJ Tanner from the Full House years. Like, we used to tease the front bangs into a wave.
Oh, okay.
I used to rock that in the 80s.
That
was awesome. The wave front bangs, you know? That was good. I got to be honest. Considered one of the worst haircuts of all time is the Farrah Fawcett, the feather look. I love that.
It worked for a Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Also considered the worst haircut for women, the perm. You imagine?
Well,
can you imagine that the CDC comes and says, ladies, I'm sorry, you all have to get perms again. Can you imagine? I'm like, no.
There was a time when that was really, really, really bad. Like, you had to have one.
You had to have a perm.
You had to have one.
Oh, my gosh. For men, the worst haircuts are the mullet, the man bun, and the flock of seagulls.
The man bun. Let me. What's the man bun?
The man bun is recent.
Oh, on the back of the head.
Yeah, all the guys.
Oh, yeah,
threw
the
their
hipster.
Hair out.
Yeah. And a granola guy on a mountain bike. No, I'm all right with that.
I would like the World Health Organization to say to you, Raven, you know what?
Mm.
We need you to grow a man bun.
No.
It's the only way we can survive COVID.
Like, man buns are reserved for guys that are really large. Like, okay, so if you're Jason Momoa or something like that, and you have long flowing hair, then you can pull it back in a mare. And man bun, because that's just for safety's sake, right? Maybe you're out there using the weed whacker or something like that.
Right.
You don't want any of those locks to get caught in there. Rip it right off your head.
Yep. What if we all had to get bowl cuts, men and women? Because it's kind of unisex, the bowl cut. Would you be into that?
I feel like, you know, that's basically North Korea. Right?
Okay.
We all get the same haircut.
All right.
And we like it.
Okay. Bowl cuts for everyone. Has your dog gained weight since the beginning of the pandemic? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit jealous of dogs right now.
Why is that?
You know, you've heard the term quarantine 15, which is like the new freshman 15. That's the weight that people are gaining during the quarantine.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but science and research is showing that it's not just you, it's your dogs too. 33% of pets have gained weight during the last 3 months, and they're also happier. These fat doggies are happy. They're happy to be eating all the table scraps. They're happy to be having their owners there all the time. And all I kept thinking about when I first read this, because I'm thinking about my puppy who's certainly racking up the extra calories because we're always home and we're always feeding her. especially my toddler Dakota, who basically just taunts her with,
well,
like,
she's not,
know,
giving her food, she's stealing it, one or the other,
right? But like, doggies don't have to go to doggy Weight Watchers, or they don't have keto diets,
they're not,
or,
being judged,
right? They don't have leg days at the gym.
They're just becoming unhealthy.
They don't care, they're just happy. They're like, the more food you feed me, the happier I am, and just the fatter I become, and they don't care.
I feel like people have done one of two things, right? You've either put it on or you've taken it off, and
right,
at first everybody was like, get outside and do something and so forth, and as time went on, you either got better than that, better at that, or you got worse at it.
And that rings true for your puppy, too. And
right,
that's exactly what's been going on.
They can't walk without you.
Right. Have your dogs gained weight?
As a matter of fact, mine have not. So my Barkley lost like 3 pounds.
Really?
Because it happens every year. As soon as it gets warm and he can go out and play, then he loses weight every year. But we also, part of our training is like this ball game that we play inside every day. And so for him, it's been good. It's the most active he's been like in, you know, a couple of years or whatever.
How much
he is getting snacks, but.
How much does your dog weigh?
He weighs probably at this point right now like 20 pounds.
Your doggy weighs 20 pounds and lost 3 pounds in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to lose 3 pounds in the last 3 months.
Well, and we can start playing ball with you every single day.
Yeah, maybe that's what we got to do.
Maybe be the move, but
right.
Yeah.
So they're getting all these extra treats, and the question is like, well, how fat is your dog getting? And I remember last time I brought Lila Bear, that's our rescue, to the veterinarian, they said, they were like, you need to watch how much you're feeding her.
Right.
And I've completely...
It affects things like their hips and stuff like that. Yeah.
I've completely disregarded that
because
I don't really have any... Like, she just eats everything. I only give her meals, you know, her actual, like, dog meals.
Sure.
But it's the kids that feed her all the time. It's like every time I'm not looking, they're feeding the dog to the side.
Did they feed her, like, milk bones, or they just feed them whatever they're eating?
Oh, no. Dakota did not want her croissant the other day, so she just gave her full croissant.
That's not good.
And you try to explain to a 19-month-old that they can't have chocolate chip cookies. She doesn't understand that.
Right. She thinks the dog loves the
chocolate
chip cookies.
And she thinks it's hilarious.
Right.
She throws it right down. Lila will eat it right up.
The tail will wag no matter what. I mean, it's like a vacuum, basically.
1-800-330-9999. Has your dog gained any weight during this time? Do you have a scale for your dogs at your house?
No.
No.
I mean, if you ever take the dogs to the vet and try and get them to stand on a scale anyways, it's like they understand that it's a scale and you want them to get on it, and they just immediately resist.
The worst is when they ask me to get on the scale and hold her, because then I'm like, I don't know. You're not
my doctor.
So then
you've got to answer to them what it is that you weigh.
Right.
And that way they can then make the deduction on the math there. You're right. That is terrible.
Oh, it's Anna and Raven.
It's embarrassing.
It's awful. And it's not like my dog is small. She's like 60 pounds.
And I don't know about you, but they weigh the dog before they go into the actual room at my vet.
Yeah.
So that scale, the big scale,
it's in
the lobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ours too. Ma'am, just get on the scale with your dog. No,
that's terrible. And what do you weigh? As everybody stops what they're doing, immediately looks up on their cell phone.
You've heard of the term quarantine 15, which is basically like the new freshman 15 for people gaining weight during the pandemic. But they're saying that your dogs are gaining weight too. 33% of pets have gained weight during the last 3 months. So the question is, did your dog gain weight?
Right.
I haven't been able
to. How fat is your dog?
Yeah, like, there's no scale at my house. So, like, I mean, for me, there is, but not for my dog, obviously. So, I have no idea if she's gained weight, but I'm going to make a pretty good guess that she has.
I mean, if you could see it on her, then it's probably more than you assume.
We asked on our Facebook page, has your dog gained any weight during this time? And Cynthia wrote, my dog is in the best shape of her life.
Right.
It's like people.
Walks
you either
all
lost
the time.
Weight or you gained weight. That's it. Vicky wrote, yes, both my chocolate labs gained weight, and now they're on a diet per their vet's advice. Oh, that's so sad.
It is rough when you do it, because, you know, when the doctor tells you that you really need to do it, you know that it's all your fault.
Right.
The doctor is judging you.
Exactly.
The doctor's like, I told you what to do with this animal last time you were here, and clearly you have not done it.
There's no doggy Weight Watchers, even though maybe there should be. Chanel wrote, my daughter learned how to crawl during quarantine, so now she chases the cat all day long. The cat lost weight from running. Good. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Has your dog gained any weight during the pandemic?
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't even thought about it until I heard you guys talking about it. But, yes, totally. My pit bull rescue is so lean and fierce and beautiful looking, and now he looks like a bowling ball.
What has he been eating?
No more potato chips. No more potato chips.
Yeah, I'm a little guilty of that. Like, I pretty much give him whatever I'm eating. So, if I have chips, he eats chips. If I'm having a burger, he gets a burger.
Oh, my
right.
gosh.
Yeah.
He's a little prince.
I've been doing that lately. Was when we make hot dogs. Like, I always make a hot dog or two for her, too.
A hot dog or two?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot.
I know.
Like, a little bite is good.
She really likes them.
No, I mean, it's a dog. Dogs like everything. They will give you the same look, the same sad look that says, I need some of what you're eating no matter what you're eating. And they will give you the same happy look when they're eating it. Yeah. That's the same thing.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Has your pet gained weight during the pandemic?
Yeah, listen, I got a Doberman. It's a big dog by nature, and he was never by any means the most thin Doberman that I've ever seen. But I've been working from home a lot right now, and my routine's off. I've probably gotten a little lazy, I guess, with his walks. And I brought him to the vet for his shots last week, and he gained 14 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
Last year, and I'm pretty sure those all happened in the last 3 months, not just over the last.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's like how much the humans are gaining.
Yeah. That's a lot, man.
I know. I'm afraid to put myself on the scale.
Right.
You got to start taking them out for those walks.
Yeah, myself too.
I'll just say it again. 10 minutes of ball in the house every day. My little guy's lost like 3 pounds.
I think I need a little fetch myself.
Inside.
You think it's weird if I ask my husband to throw a ball and I go fetch it in the dining room for 10 minutes? You think I'll lose that weight?
Whatever it takes, right?
If you've ever thought to yourself, I am turning into my father, turns out, yeah, you probably are.
What really blows my mind, though, is that there's some sort of age now, a precise moment, really.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and if you've ever thought to yourself, like, my gosh, I'm just like my dad, turns out, according to science, you will be like him. Ready to learn something, Raven?
Oh, are we going to do science stuff?
Science stuff.
I love it.
Scientists says this.
Personality traits also have different amounts of heritability, which is a big part of how you might end up similar to your parent.
Right. So you inherit these things. You inherit these things that will make you like your father. So what are the big 5 traits of personality that this is based on?
Why is there
extroversion, agreeableness, openness to experience, conscientiousness, and neuroticism.
So
why is there always something bubbling when we say science?
Because that's how it works. Duh. Have you ever been in a science lab before?
Anyway. There's just always something boiling. All right.
So according to science, there's a 40 to 60% chance that you will have a lot of the same traits and you'll inherit them from your father and you will become him.
I mean, that feels like we knew that, right? DNA.
Yeah.
Right? You look like your dad.
Well,
right?
But,
you might walk
but
like
remember,
him.
That looks like your height, the way you look like them, is very different from personality traits, is what this is talking about.
Okay.
This is how you actually physically become them. But here's where it gets even crazier, Raven.
Tell me. Blow my mind, please.
There is an age where you actually really start to transform into your father.
For men.
Just it is. There's an age.
Oh, okay. Science told us. Okay, right. I'll hit some more bubbles.
Yeah, here, bubbles. Right,
hit the bubble.
Thank you.
Right. Now
science.
We know.
Science. All right. Okay. According to that age, the average guy starts turning into his father at age 37 years old.
Okay.
And I was thinking about this, and I was like, this seems pretty accurate. My brother is 37 years old.
Right now.
He's turning 37 next week.
He's on the cusp of it.
And it's like all of a sudden, he went from being my younger, goofy brother to all of a sudden, he's my dad. And I was like,
what is he doing? What are the similarities?
Okay, number one, you start taking grilling very seriously. Like, all of a sudden, he cares more about grilling than anything.
It's a little bit later for me. I'm at 44. I just got serious, but okay.
You fix things instead of just replacing them?
Oh, well, yeah. I've been doing that for a while now.
Probably since you were 37.
Yeah, I do.
You start telling dad jokes? My husband's been doing this crazy.
You know, you've been talking about dad jokes a lot lately. So what is a dad joke? Like, you have
it's
to give
me an
example.
It's a corny joke. My husband tells so... I'm going to record him. He tells so many dad jokes. He prepares them in advance.
Yeah.
And then when we're at dinner with the girls, he'll just bust one out.
He reveals them.
He'll reveal it. But he'll like slide it into the conversation and then I don't know it's a joke. So I go, what? And then he gets upset that I don't think it's funny.
That you didn't respond.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
You tell your kids to go ask their mother. That is a sign
that
you are turning into your father.
I did that yesterday.
Going
to have to talk to your mom about that, to which mom said no.
Right. You fall asleep on the couch while watching sports.
Oh, I've been doing that
all the time.
Long time.
All the time.
You put a race on or a football game, forget it. Good night.
And number 8, which I think was like hit my husband on the head. I'm like, oh, this is my husband 100 times. He just loves to mow the lawn.
Oh.
He loves it. He was gone for a week, and my brother-in-law came and mowed the lawn for him.
Yeah.
He came home, and instead of being grateful, I could like see the sadness in his eyes.
Right.
He was like, oh, Steve came over? Yeah, he mowed the lawn?
And how did he do it? Right. That kind of thing. So, you know, I've taken the lawn mowing back from my wife recently, actually.
Mm.
So
you want to know why?
Why?
Because according to science, you're turning into your dad.
Oh, bubbles, bubbles.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
In your neighborhood.
Say,
who are the people in your neighborhood?
Whoop.
The people that you meet each day.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. You're not on the Nextdoor app. It's an app that you can download, or you can just go to the website. And what you do is you register exactly where you live, and it's very specific to your local area. And it's great for information about things that are happening in your community, or if somebody
had a contractor, want a recommendation, right?
But every once in a while, someone will post something, and you think to yourself, oh,
these people are nuts.
And they're my neighbors.
I can look right at their house. I know exactly where that crazy person resides.
Right. And when that happens, we print out these conversations and then we act them out for you on the air.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Okay. This one comes from Laura, who wrote, is someone missing a turtle?
Oh.
Found this morning on the front doorstep. Not sure if it would be a pet or just a really colorful wild turtle.
Question mark. I love that.
Yeah, and there's a picture of a beautiful turtle.
Is it beautiful?
Okay.
It's pretty large, actually.
It's a turtle.
Kara chimes in, that is a female painted turtle, and she was probably looking for somewhere to lay her eggs. They live in the water, but wander to higher ground to dig a hole to lay their eggs in. I would place her on the edge of your property in the direction she was facing when you found her. To be fair, I know where this house is located, and it's Condo Central. I have no idea what water body this walked from.
All right, so if we're putting it back in the direction it was facing...
You would have had to see it walk up.
Right, like...
How do you know what direction it came from?
And clearly it came from a different direction to get to your front lawn.
Right?
So you just have to guess. Like, let me just put it, like, southeast a little bit.
I mean, if you point it just an inch the wrong way, it could end up in Albuquerque. You just have no idea how this will play out.
Jessica chimes in right after that. Looks wild, but needs water.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica.
Jessica watches a lot of Nat Geo,
I'm guessing. You're right. It probably does need water.
Bob says, it is a painted turtle. Quotes, thank you very much. One of the most attractive varieties of pond turtle native to North America. Harmless, excuse me. Well, obviously homeless, too. Harmless and good insect bug eater for your garden or backyard. Wait a minute.
What if...
Is there a pond in your backyard?
More importantly, is this turtle homeless?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
And why is he sitting around judging which turtles are attractive and which ones are not?
Bob, that's weird, dude.
Bob. Get on a dating service, Bob.
Yeah, like seriously.
Right? Please.
Who calls turtles attractive?
That's right? That immediately jumped out at me.
Look at the shell on that turtle. Dawn, wow, she's got a lot to say.
She's
got
to summarize.
Dawn, she is a wild painted turtle. We had many in the lake where I grew up. They laid their eggs on higher ground and then they returned to the water. Make sure to point her in the direction you found her headed in. Again? Okay.
Right.
They are beautiful creatures.
Mm.
The babies are just adorable, making their way for their first swim. I keep gloves in my car when I see turtles in the road. Some folks don't stop and hit them and crack their shell. Oh, that's so sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
But move back to Dawn.
Right. I always move them in the direction they are headed.
How do you know? Right.
Do they have compasses on their backs? Be careful of a snapping turtle. And if you try to assist a turtle crossing a road, please look up at how to handle them so you do not hurt them.
How about look both ways, all right, before you get in the middle of the street trying to pick up a random turtle?
She has gloves in her car to pick up turtles, but she's like, be careful of the ones that snap.
Right.
Can you imagine there had to be a time?
The pandemic shows up. Nobody else has gloves anywhere, but Dawn has them because she has them in her turtle stash.
It's really actually very nice, Dawn. And now I want to see babies making their way for their first swim. Turtles.
Zane summarizes, I too love turtles. I have several turtle tats. They are so cool.
I mean, I want to see his turtle tats.
I want to see Zane and Dawn date. That's
right.
What I want.
Oh, I mean, that's like a match made in heaven. They didn't even know they signed up for the Nextdoor app and they were finding love. And Louise wraps it up. It's a wild turtle. Bring it back outside. I had one similar, but I don't know where it came from or where it went.
Wait a minute.
What?
It's a wild turtle. You don't know how it got there.
And you don't know where it went.
And you have no idea where it is at this time.
She did not point it in the right direction from what it was coming from. That is for sure.
These are the people in your neighborhood.
Yep.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what's wrong, and then you decide who's right. Bob and Veronica. Bob, what's going on?
Well, my wife Veronica's mother's coming into town, and she just doesn't like dogs. But, you know, I mean, she knows we have a dog. And my wife is wanting to put our little three-year-old puppy boarding for $350 per week. Her mom knows we have this dog. She's choosing to come to our house. She should just go to a hotel or just suck it up.
Has there ever been an incident with the dog or anything like that with your mother-in-law?
No, she's not allergic or anything. She just doesn't like dogs. I really don't get it.
Veronica, what do you think? What's going on?
I'm sorry if I can be so close as to say he's being a jerk right now. It's my mom. It's 1 week. He spends that money on golfing. It's just being courteous. Puts my mom on edge. She's just never been a dog person. You know, I don't know if something happened to her as a kid. It doesn't matter. It's my mom. I would do the same thing for your mom.
Our dog. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the fact that this dog is our family.
Veronica, you have no problem sending your dog out of the house for a week?
You know, of course I love our puppy so much. I can't even tell you.
Sure.
And it's not like I'm trying to shove the puppy out. Like, but I know that it's going to put me on edge watching my mom on edge. And so it's just like, I'll be more comfortable seeing my mom more comfortable. It's my mom. It's my mom.
I get it. What we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Veronica. It's been months that you haven't been able to see your mom, and she's finally getting on a plane, and she's coming up here. It's already stressful as it is with everything going on. So what's the big deal? Put your puppy in boarding and just do it. But they may see Bob's side, too. Your mom is coming to visit, and she shouldn't be coming to
visit.
And
the dog lives there.
Right.
We can keep them separated. It's not a big deal if the dog is in the backyard or in another room. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Well, why don't we see what our audience has to say? Do you both agree to that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couple Score with Anna and Raven.
It's been a long time, and finally Veronica's mom is able to travel back up north to spend a week with her and her husband, Bob. Now, here's the thing. She's really afraid of dogs. Not allergic. Afraid is not a fan of dogs. They have a dog. Veronica would like to board the dog for a week while mom is staying with them.
Mm-hmm. Bob says the dog's part of the family. Mom should get over it. There's never been an incident between them. We can try and keep them separated. He doesn't want to send the dog out.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm actually on the husband's side. I think that the dog is a member of their family, and you never know what animals can get when they're boarded. And if the mom can be separated from the dog, what's the big deal? You never know. Dogs come back with bad behavior, catch something. It's just not right. You don't do that to a family pet.
I think there's a couple of things that matter here. It's number one, has the dog been boarded before? And did the dog do fine when it was boarded before? Because if it did, the dog may be happy there.
Right.
Know?
I think my dog loves going to her dog care.
It could be a good spot for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if it doesn't work out, why doesn't he just take the dog and go to the hotel? That's what I would do.
Okay.
You know what? You want your mother over the puppy? Well, that's the choice you made.
Remember, we're in different times right now, too. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Veronica's mom is coming up from Florida to spend a week with them. Because of COVID, it's been a while since she's been able to visit. And Veronica's excited to see her mom, except there's one issue.
Mm.
Her mom doesn't like dogs.
Right. Doesn't like dogs.
Yeah, not allergic, just really doesn't like them, is afraid. She's afraid of puppies. And Veronica's, let's make my mom feel better when she's up here staying with us. Let's put our puppy in boarding for a week and our husband, Bob, not on board.
Well, how afraid can you be without an incident, right? Is it anxiety? Is it self-imposed? Bob says the dog lives here, all right? Mom should be able to get over it. We can separate them. We can keep some distance. It's really not that big of a deal. He says it's not about the money. It's about sending the dog out of the house.
What do you think? It's a Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. What is this woman's problem and preoccupation with her mother and the dog issue? It's a dog, for God's sake.
Lighten up, lady.
Part of the family.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call.
How do you stay married?
Thank you for the call.
Wow.
And Raven, whose side are you on? People love their dogs, man.
Wow.
It's hard for me not to jump out the speaker on this one.
I don't understand what the big deal is. Hi, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm definitely on his side. I'm a mother, too, and I'm going to visit my daughter recently to Boston, and I will never impose this on the family. Never. if you're a good mother, you have to calm down your anxiety, just get some medication, or just not come at all.
Make friends with that grand dog. Make friends with it.
I am just so surprised. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Bob's side. The dog is part of the family. The dog should not be boarded. If her mom had a problem with one of the children, they wouldn't send the child to daycare or you know, foster care. The mom has to accept the fact that the dog is a part of the family. And maybe in time she can learn to love the dog like the family does.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Bob, our audience agreed with you. Veronica, it's, you know, it's certainly not an ideal situation, especially because your mom is going through all this to be able to spend some time with you. But the dog gets to stay home and there has to be precautions that take into place to keep them separated.
I agree to this. But, you know, Bob, this whole your mother can tough it out. I think it's really insensitive. And I would never do this to your mom.
I mean, if your mom's never had an incident with the dog, she just doesn't like dogs. I think that's an awful lot to hang around somebody's neck. Like, I mean, maybe your mother is the one that needs a conversation.
Why don't you
come over and you can talk to my mom.
It sounds to me like you're afraid of your mom. That's what it is. That you're more afraid of your mother than your mother is actually afraid of the dog. That's what it sounds like.
Or maybe she just wants her mom's best interest because she loves her mom.
Okay.
But I didn't come on here for analysis. So.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got a problem too? Send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bill.
Bill, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Bill.
Bill, we got $1,200 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I invite Raven back in. I ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You beat him, we give you all this cash. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Number 1, rumors say that Beyonce will portray Marvel's character Storm in Black Panther 2, but Variety confirmed that information is false. What actress has played Storm in the last 3 X-Men movies?
That'd be Halle Berry.
Number 2, Pete Davidson's new movie, The King of Staten Island, will not be in theaters, only on video on demand. Other celebrities from Staten Island include Gene Simmons, Christina Aguilera, and this actress who starred in Charmed and Who's the Boss?
Alyssa Milano.
Number 3, singer-songwriter Sia recently confused Cardi B with Nicki Minaj. Cardi B, in her song Bodak Yellow, raps, "These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes." What designer makes the red bottom shoes she's rapping about?
Nike.
Number 4, rumors are that Rihanna is paying $415,000 for a 1-month rental in the Hamptons this summer. What is Rihanna's real first name?
Jane.
And number 5, the Bachelorette Hannah Brown rescued a man from drowning while on a rafting trip this past weekend. She also starred and won in another reality show. What show was that?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Bill, I really wanted you to do better. Come on in, Raven.
How do you do?
3 out of 5.
3's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, rumors said that Beyonce would portray Marvel's character Storm in Black Panther 2.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, but Variety confirmed it's not happening. That's false.
Wow.
What actress has played Storm in the last 3 X-Men movies?
Well, the only Storm that I really remember is Halle Berry.
That is correct.
Yep. You know what happens to a toad when it gets struck by lightning, Anna?
What?
The same thing that happens to everything else. That's a line that she said.
Okay. All right.
Zap!
Number 2, Pete Davidson's new movie, The King of Staten Island, will not be in theaters, only on video on demand. Okay. Other celebrities from Staten Island include Gene Simmons, Christina Aguilera, and this actress who starred in Charmed and Who's the Boss?
Charmed and Who's the Boss got to be Alyssa Milano.
That is correct.
I thought Aguilera was from Canada. Look at me.
Right. Well, Alyssa Milano, she actually wasn't born in Staten Island. She moved there when she was childhood.
Okay.
Close enough. Number 3, singer-songwriter Sia recently confused Cardi B with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, bad move.
Cardi B, in her song Bodak Yellow, raps, "These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes."
Right.
What designer makes the red bottom shoes she's rapping about? I need a final answer.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Choo.
No. Christian Louboutin.
Oh, I knew that one. Well, I've gotten that one right before.
Well, you didn't get it right this time. Number four, rumors are that Rihanna is paying $415,000 for a one-month rental in the Hamptons this summer. What is Rihanna's real first name? Time's up. It's Robin. Oh, no, wait a minute. He is leading you 3-2.
Right.
You need this last one.
That's right.
To tie.
Look at you. Oh, you can't even concentrate.
Oh, Bill, it comes down to right here.
Can't even concentrate. Look at you. All right, quiet down. $1,200. Let's go. $1,200.
Number five, the bachelorette Hannah Brown rescued a man from drowning while on a family rafting trip this past weekend.
Heard about that, yeah.
She also starred in one in another reality show. What show was that?
Wasn't she in Big Brother?
Nope. She was on Dancing with the Stars. Oh. And just like that, Bill, you became $1,200 richer. Congratulations.
But only three. Great.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Sounds like he got tickled there.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh. Congratulations, Bill. You just beat Raven and won $1,200.
I mean, it feels a bit like a nosedive. Let's do question number three over again.
He must have had a bad day today.
Oh, he sure did.
I got on tilt with that one. Congratulations, man.
Hey, this is Bill, and I just beat Raven.
Yes, congratulations. Hold on the line, okay?
Don't get used to it. Tomorrow, another streak begins.
All right, we're going to throw $100 in the pot. We'll start all over again tomorrow with $100. Make sure you're listening to the cheat sheet today, coming up at noon, and then 5:30 this afternoon. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.